5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
The worst of the year that was.
Put moron number two on the phone.
I'll let myself out.
Yeah.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M. I feel good.
Oh, how good the weather, by the way, back into this week is just getting better and better and better.
Yeah.
And as the sun shines on this beautiful city and, of course, on this magnificent show, what's happening at your club? There's a segment that'd need to lift.
Mm. It's been very good.
You haven't been armed with enough information,
I don't think.
So this time.
Three pages on the red legs.
Good. Who are the red legs? Norwood.
Mount Eliza.
Norwood. Yeah. Say, we're going over the border. Yeah. Idiot File, which I can't wait for because it's groaning.
Poor
it's girl. Full as a boot.
It's groaning.
Full as the back of a plumber's ute. Yep. No more from you. That as well as we take a real close look at round 7. I'm not sure why.
Yes.
Hello to you, Fat.
Oh, g'day, Jim. Great to be with you. What about this weather? I nearly ran up
to
Melbourne today.
No, you should not do that.
Oh, I drove up, got the shorts on, got the legs out. Jim, magnificent to just be alive and smell the roses. Hello, Ryan.
Yeah. I was wearing tight shorts. I was flying around in pink helicopters and a bright pair of newcomers called Bros had the world at their feet.
That's your man, Jim.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, Richard Marsden.
Hi,
the
this
great
is Warwick Capper.
Hey, Jimmy, boy.
Yes, please.
How's that?
Good, thanks, Ross.
Have you heard that?
Collingwood, mate. Seems to be we're always talking about Collingwood,
yes.
But they will welcome back Jordan De Goey this week.
Necessary.
And Mark Keane, the Irishman, who got a week for kicking poor old Josh Kennedy, who missed a game.
Yes.
And also a first gamer, Jim.
Yes.
His name is Caleb Poulter.
Caleb even, yep.
Well, he likes Caleb.
Right, does he?
Yes, he does. And this is how he was told by coach Nathan Buckley that he's playing this week.
What do you want to play for?
Game?
Yeah. Okay. Done. Right. Done. You're going to beat me, though.
So, did you get that? Basketball?
Not hard to get, Bill.
Nath missed his.
Yes.
And then Noel Pultz come up and went bang.
Bang.
And the teammates went berserk.
Mobbed him. Fat.
I love that.
He's an Adelaide boy.
Is he?
Yeah. Woodville West Torrens. Got a mullet.
Got terrible mullet. Jeez, you know, Mark Keane coming back, the Irishman, yes, Jim, he plays back. Guess what? Darcy Moore stays forward.
What do you think?
Well, Darcy Moore would.
Darcy Moore, you idiot. Richmond will play a first gamer also. Riley Collier Dawkins. Good
Darcy
luck to him.
Darcy Moore plays forward.
Darcy Moore's another. Other father son they've got.
Also, the Western Bulldogs are going to have to make 4 changes this week, Jim.
Jeez.
That's a lot of changes.
It is, Bill.
Mitchie Wallace might come back.
Good.
Which would be nice to see Mitchie back. And what about at Port Adelaide, Jim? I'm sick of this debate about the prison bar jumper. This was David Kosh on Adelaide Radio this morning.
Kosh, has any thought been given to just go and stuff this for a joke? Let's just wear the jumper and see what they do.
It'll cost me points. I did ask.
Points.
That, and they said, well, fine you and take points off you.
How many points?
Would be 4 points for the game.
Cost Nothing me. Used to annoy me more than when I was doing that job and people referred to it as me.
Me. I
it's
just
us,
heard that.
Bill.
I
it's
heard
a club.
That, Jim.
We are together as a club, so it would cost us points.
It'd cost me. That's what he said. I heard that too,
can't
Jim.
Can't have that, Bill.
Yeah, we're a team. He's spot on. I'll tell you what I am sick of. The AFL, Collingwood, and talking about this, and Port Adelaide, just go behind closed doors and work it out. What's happened
the
today?
The AFL confirms. I've got the press release here. It has not approved the request for Port Adelaide to wear black and white striped prison bar guernsey for the Round 8 match against Adelaide next week.
Ooh.
But then I read on and it says the AFL will continue to work with both clubs going forward on potential future use of the guernsey. So, in other words, we're not allowing it for Round 8, but we're leaving the door open for you to... Bill,
it's just
why does it matter? The game is not involving Collingwood.
Yep.
Collingwood aren't playing on the same stage.
Spot on.
They wear the jumper all day, every day.
Yep.
Port Adelaide won it twice a year.
For
what the hell does it matter?
I am with you, Jim. Spot on. Let them play against Adelaide
only.
Over there. That's it. Twice a year.
That's it.
And please go behind closed doors now. Yeah. I am sick of bloody hearing about
it. No, not in a final. No, not in any special game. No, not in any of that. You just say these are the only 2 games a year you're allowed to wear it.
Yep.
and just get on with it.
Exactly.
I mean, I just don't understand why you would say no to that. Mm. I know the whole black and white thing, but really, who cares?
That's right.
4 hours a year they can wear this jumper.
And it's not actually a prison bar. That's the story. You know the story behind the jumper.
I actually don't. I know they wore it up.
You know what it is? It's down on the wharfs where the wharfs, that's how that looks. A wharf, not a prison bar. I think you'll find
the wharf.
Yeah, it's actually a wharf. Been to the Wharf Shed in
Geelong. It's a good-looking jumper.
Yeah, I know. No, I like
it's great. And it's the heritage of the Sandfall over 100 years.
Look it up. It's not prison bars, but it looks like it.
Anyway,
speaking of Adelaide, Jim, do you know Adelaide are going to play their first gamer?
Ooh.
Only round seven. They're going to play their fifth. His name's Josh Worrell. And guess what, Jim?
What?
Feral mullet. What's going on with the kids?
Same as this Caleb Poulter. Mullets everywhere, fat. I don't get it.
What is going
on? They weren't good back in the day. I'll tell you what else has come back.
What?
Because we've got a beautiful young girl at our place, a beautiful little Shashi. The flares.
The girls wearing
flares. She was in the, and she's a beautiful girl. I looked at her in the kitchen. I said, Shash.
Yes.
They were no good when they were around in the 70s.
Don't they look terrible.
Why are you got them? Why are they back? She goes, oh, no, they're good. Everyone's wearing them.
I don't like them.
What the hell's with the flares?
I don't like them. I didn't like them back then.
No.
I don't like them now.
No.
But the girls are in
How
them.
Old are we? The fact that we remember them the first time.
I can't. I remember photos. I remember photos, Jimmy boy.
I remember them.
North Melbourne will go to Tassie this weekend, which is important to get North down there, Jim.
That's good.
The NBL, you know, Melbourne United.
They haven't lost a game for 17 years.
Nine. They've won 10 now. Won again last night, Jim. They're on fire.
Yes, that's it.
And our man, Chris Golding, he just dropped 14 in the first quarter. And then he said, I've had enough. I'll have a spell.
Cue in the rack.
He put the foundations down, Jim. Oh,
that's
so well done.
Bill. Yeah, that's it, Bill.
And Melbourne Storm, Ryan Pappenhausen now. I nearly got it wrong. Pappenhausen now.
Rugby league.
That's it. 2 year contract extension on its way, if you don't mind, Jim.
You sure?
Yes, I'm sure, Rab. Shut up. And also, the Super Netball begins this weekend.
Yes.
The Vixens take on the West Coast Fever. Yes. I think you'll find that's a replay of last year's grand final.
A few list changes. I saw the Vixens.
Yes.
They had to roll a few through.
Who have they got?
Not sure. Well, I just know that they're obviously coming off that win. They've had to change their list over a touch. So interesting to see how our girls go.
So that's 3 p.m. John Cain Arena, Jim. Nice. That'll be good. And also the Collingwood Magpies, they take on the Sunshine Coast at John Cain Arena too. So good luck to the two Melbournes.
Well, that's pretty comprehensive. Oh, hello.
Peter Hitchener is feeling well again. He's a member. He had a migraine on air, had to go off air.
He's good.
Tony Jones drove from Adelaide.
The Chompers has had the car idling.
Exactly.
It's been idling, Fat, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just in case he gets a call up and then he's in.
Yeah.
But, no, we love Pete.
We
so
do
that's
love
good
Pete.
News.
Good on you.
All right, so next, what's happening at your club?
Yes, and we're going to...
Where are we going?
Mount Eliza Football and Netball Club.
Is that good enough?
Yeah, it was all right.
Thank you.
Also got an idiot file, Jim, coming up later on.
It goes for 7 minutes.
So it's going to be sensational.
Bullying.
But yes, bullying, is it?
Yeah.
What's happening at your club? That's up next. Mount Eliza we're heading to. It's the Rush Hour, Triple M. On the listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Bill. And JB, this is the time of week where Bill heads out to one of the local footy
clubs.
On Triple M's Rush Hour.
Where's the wheel?
It's what's happening at your club.
Yes, it is. And it's the Mount Eliza Football Netball Club today. A big, big club down there. The Redlegs, they're called, Jim. Formed back in 1964. And we've got the president, David Spackman, or Spacko. Hey, how you going, Spacko? Give us, I think you're 1-1-1 this year.
Yeah, 1-1, drew 1, lost 1. So worst thing that can happen is we forfeit next week. That's 4-4.
They lost to Red Hill last week.
Well, that's where my young blokes used to play their junior footy. What are they called? The Hillies or the bloody, what do they call them?
The Hillmen.
Hillmen, that's right. The red and white tops. Well, it's a bloody strong league down there, Bill.
Yes, it is. No doubt about that. And your number one ticket holder is none other than Mick Malloy. And were you on the front bar with him last week?
Yeah, look, I got a chance to give him his ticket. He received it, and he's pretty proud of his pedigree from down our way. He loves it.
He won a premiership. His only premiership he won. I can't believe he played,
I can't
Mick.
Believe it.
Was he any good?
No.
Hey, now, have a listen to this, Jim. This is the Mount Eliza Football Netball Club, right?
Yes,
4 senior footy teams. So the first, the seconds, the under-19s and the women's team. Then they got 5 netball teams.
Yes.
But have a listen to this, Jim. 800 junior players, 800.
Bill.
So 7 girls teams and 33 boys teams. How do you do that, Spacko?
Well, it's a good breeding down here, mate. We love to breed. We We've got nearly 20,000 people live in Mount Eliza, so it's bound to be a lot of kids running around, and they love this sport.
Jeez, but that's a lot, isn't it? How many footy ovals you got there?
Look, we've got four, Emil Madsen Reserve. We've got four plus. We've got a big soccer community as well.
And the canteen, Jim. Is Jules still there, the canteen lady, mate?
Yes, Jules is a she's a ripper, mate. We see her there every Saturday morning, and she's there when the sun's as the sun comes up, and she's there all day.
What's her specialty, Specko?
Oh, she does a good salad roll, and she does a good instant coffee.
Instant coffee,
oh, surely
what
not
a Makona.
And I can't believe this either. The Mount Eliza meets in Mount Eliza, Jim.
Thank you, Bill.
Have been sponsoring the club for 35 years. Is that right, Spacko?
That's right. Old Kev down in the village. He's a ripper, mate. And 35 years, and he gives us the burger patties to make the best burgers on the peninsula. Oh,
which Jules cooks up in the canteen, Jim. There you go.
Now, the ladies' lunch coming up, Spacko. Give us the rundown, please.
Look, it's lots of ladies there. Although men can come along, you know, we're very modern in that way. So if the guys want to come along, there'll be lots of ladies there. We've got a federal politician, Peter Murphy, joining us this Saturday. But we've got live music. You might even hear the president.
Hello.
In the car. You might have a singing president happening on Saturday.
Come on, have a listen to Spacko get his eye
come
in.
Come on, Spacko. So that's this Saturday at home.
Yes, it is, mate.
Yeah, they're not having a function at someone else's club.
Now, don't listen to these. Now, Spacko, I got my nieces and nephews play footy and netball down there at Mount Eliza, Jim, so I've been down there a couple of times. But my brother also played down there, Spacko, 1996. Were you around?
I wasn't around then, but I certainly I hear them speak fondly of him. He's a couple of records, I think. I think he might have been the first one to kick 100 goals or...
110 he kicked, Anson.
110, there you go.
And he tells me that he kicked 23 goals in a game, Jim, right?
What?
Against Germana.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? He didn't get the 3 votes.
No.
The captain coach, I don't know who it was, Spacko, back then, gave himself the 3 votes. Anson got 2.
When someone kicked 23 in a game?
He kicked 23-7, Anson, that day. And the problem was, you get a pewter... And you don't have to pay for any froffies when you win the pewter.
Nice.
So he didn't even get it. The captain coach gave it to himself, Spacko.
Times have changed, mate.
Who's coaching there? Is it Bratzy?
Yeah, Bratzy's still. Oh, well, Bratzy, this is his first official season. He was with us last year.
Is it still Bratzy? Listen,
still Bratzy. It's a fickle job coaching, mate, but no, he's doing a ripper job down there. He's got the boys up and down.
Well, he's been there, Jim, since under nines. Yeah, he's worked his way through.
Years,
I know, but it's a good effort. Well done to him.
Hey, all right, well done, mate. So how do people get involved in the ladies' lunch?
Mate, you can jump on our Facebook page, Mount Eliza Football Netball Club. There's a link on there. $70 a ticket, all you can eat, all you can drink, although we don't encourage all you can drink,
no.
Of course.
Oh, yes.
And come along, live music, get to... Frock up. Everyone loves to frock up on a sunny Saturday afternoon. 22 degrees forecast down there, and I reckon it'll be a great day for the
Ravens.
Mark Moo Glenn was the coach, the captain coach who gave himself the votes against Anson.
We're 3 weeks into this segment.
Yeah.
The first week, it was Jules, our producer's club.
Yeah.
Second week, it was the club you're the number one ticket holder for.
Melton.
And then the third week, it's the club your nephew plays for.
And niece.
So how...
Nephew and niece.
How's this segment going, Fat?
Well, that's good to hear from
Ask
different...
Ask net.
Melton. Oh, well, you can't get a bigger net from Melton to Mount Eliza, my friend. I've cast it.
It's got the stain of Brownless attached to it.
Well, Mount Eliza Football Netball Club, get down there, ladies' lunch this Saturday. On your Spack, is he still there?
Yeah.
Oh, he's there. All right, on your way.
Thanks, gents.
Well done, mate. Good luck with it all.
Good on you.
Well done. Cheers, mate.
It's the Rush Hour on Triple M. Coming up, a round 7 footy preview, and then later on the show, Bill's Idiot File. James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. Round 7 kicks off tomorrow night with Richmond versus the Bulldogs.
This is a bit unusual in our running sheet, isn't it? The round 7 football preview.
Are we
just minus a segment?
We need a filler, Jim.
Oh, do we?
But old Anthony Wiem, old Bins, has come up with this round 7, Jim.
Yes.
I've got 6 very big games for the teams,
we've got
right?
My highlighter. I'm going
to
get going.
First one is Richmond Western Bulldogs.
Oh, yes,
what a big game for the Richmond Footy Club. Also for the Dogs who are flying. But some injuries in this game to both sides. No Dusty, of course, and no English and Dunkley there. So that is a huge game.
Lambert,
that's one of them, Jim.
Lambert's a very good player for Richmond.
Yep, he is indeed. The other big game is Collingwood Gold Coast Suns.
I know, I'm just highlighting that one.
Well, Collingwood are 1-5, Jim.
I know.
Bucks is under the pump. We heard him give a game to the new boy. Good luck to him. But they just got to win. I don't care how or why.
Who is the new boy?
Well, I'll tell you. I told you that in the first bit, Jim.
Caleb Poulter.
Remember he sunk the basketball? Yeah. So that is a big game for the Collingwood Football Club. Another big game is St Kilda and Hawthorn at Marvel Gym on Saturday. Because guess what, Jim? Both sides are 2-4. 2-4, and both sides really need a win.
Well, you expected Hawthorn to be 2-4. I did anyway, but St Kilda not. Ooh. And the Hawks' two wins have come from nowhere. They've been well back in both of those games and somehow managed right at the siren to be in front. So they've been far from convincing.
That's
I'm not sure many had Hawthorn beyond 2-4.
All right,
but the Saints, Bill, won the final last year.
We're looking at the Saints.
Where the hell
have
they got to this quick?
Well, I don't know. They're sliding Saints. Don't worry about that.
Another one.
My fourth big game is the Brisbane Lions Port Adelaide. That's just a huge game, of course, up at the Gabba. Can you believe Port Adelaide are favourites there? I suppose you can because they're going well. But the Lions at home. They're not favourites, Jim.
No,
this is a big game.
They've only just been going to the Lions, I reckon. So if they can get over Port Adelaide, who are high quality, that will be a very good win for them.
Oh, this one, Jim. This next one
North
on Sunday.
North Melbourne, I agree.
No, no, not at all.
I beg your pardon?
Not at all.
Excuse me. Down in Tassie.
Yes.
Fortress.
Oh, Jim, I'd love
Kangas.
To see them win.
Fortress. I'd
imagine
are you going to be behind the goals?
No, I'm actually
sitting there with the darling.
Working.
Sitting there with the darling. He gets up and takes a big mark out
of
front.
We won 10 straight down there when I was running the bloody show. All right, what's your next big game?
Well, Essendon and Carlton. What about this game? Huge game, Jim. MCG will be a big, big crowd. And both are 2-4. Both are 2-4.
Well, how are you getting that as a big game then?
Well, because big game for the Essendon Footy Club, but much more bigger for Carlton, my friend.
Much more bigger.
Much more bigger for Carlton. If they lose this, Jim, wow.
A couple of these I'm not sure are real big ones, but anyway,
And then the local derby, of course. Do you know Freo are 4-2? They've won 4, and West Coast have won 3.
I know.
Freo, I like Freo in this game, but geez, some big rounds, big
they
games
have not won a derby for God knows how long, Freo. In fact, we had Andy Brayshaw on, a couple of days ago, saying he'd never played in one with their one, and he's been at the club, 3 years now?
Three or four.
So, Bill, it's been a long time since they've greeted the judges in this game. How many fans allowed in?
Not sure. No. Damo's told me something. I think it's wrong. do you know who's played the most games at the Giants, by the way?
Speaking of Damo, big story he broke.
Oh, he did last week.
I'll tell you what happens with Damo, Purple. Willis. Damo brings stuff to the table no one's ever heard of before, like the issue with the footy
McCartney.
Boss, Jason McCartney, getting a $20,000 fine. No one had got anywhere near it.
No.
He breaks the story before anyone else. And then because he breaks everything, no one else touches him, what other mobs try and do is they go, shit, you got there before us again. So we'll just try and claim that someone we know who did it hours later broke it. Because whoever we say that to, we'll just presume they're right.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? They're not.
No.
Damo broke it as he did a thousand stories in the last 10 years because he's the best.
That happened last Sunday. He broke it on the Sunday morning footy show at about 10:30.
On your show, Fat.
10:30, Jim. And then
before anyone else had even heard of the bloody thing.
Another mob thought they broke it later in the arvo. No, you did not.
No prizes for second, Fat.
What?
No prizes for second.
Do you know who's played the most games at the Giants, Jim?
Who?
Just a matter of interest.
Who?
Well, Jeremy Cameron. But Callum Ward this week equals it, 171.
Very good player.
Yeah, so good luck.
And Benny Brown's in for Melbourne too.
Yes.
That interests me.
Yes.
I mean, they'll probably see it as a live kill this weekend, so a soft sort of start for him. But their forward line with big Tommy McDonald as the P has actually been working bloody well.
I know.
So that interests me that they're going to fiddle with that a bit.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Wiedemann may have been the one that came in.
We still don't know. He might come in, but surely they both don't come in, as you said, with Tommy McDonald. So Ben Brown first up.
And Bailey Fritch. I think they've got a pretty well-oiled forward half.
I know.
Anyway, interesting to have a look at that.
So some big games. Big games seven there, and you've heard it all first from old Bins himself.
Yeah, old Bins come out early, Brownless.
James Brayshaw.
Hi, this is Warwick Capper.
Billy Brownless. This is Triple M's Rush Hour on the Listener app. You can listen anytime, anywhere.
I told you what happened with Warwick when Bill and I had to go up onto the Gold Coast and do a whole day's filming with him.
That's right.
I got there about 5 minutes late. I think I was in the second car that got there.
His own car.
We got there. And we had a whole day of shooting with him. We got there. And I noticed Warwick was a bit off. He wasn't sort of, he was not particularly happy.
Yeah.
So we got in about an hour and a half in, and I'm thinking, what's wrong with the whiz? You know, we're trying to do this bloody stupid shoot. We're all just mucking around. He wasn't that happy. And then he came up to me at one stage and said, why don't you like me? What's wrong with me? Why don't you like me? I said, Warwick, I've got no problem with you. He goes, Bill told me when he first got here he didn't like me. A whole day. He had the shits.
He did.
Bill told me when he got here he didn't like me. What's wrong with me? Nothing wrong with me. Fat.
I think I said, Jim, I like you, Oz, but Jim's not that keen.
Without telling me that's what he'd said. So Woz had the shits for the whole day. Now, we got the idiot file coming up.
Yeah.
And we got 4 minutes. So we had to cut it down to four.
Yes.
But 6 minutes?
Yep. Yeah, that 5.5 on the podcast.
On the podcast. So download the podcast. You'll get the full idiot file. Maddie had to work real hard to get it down into 4 minutes.
Yeah, well done there, Harry. Harry Grant went out to the Royal Children's Hospital gym with Maxie King and Confucius.
Confucius.
Essendon St Kilda. All Essendon except for Jack Steele got one. They dominated Essendon. Gee, they were good, weren't they?
Essendon.
What about at the Giants? Horror star, Jim.
Yes.
Coniglio out for 10. You're writing these down?
I'm looking at the same bit of paper you're looking
at. Phil Davis, straight back.
He's
out for six.
Six.
Mac DeBoer.
Mac DeBoer.
He's out. And that puts pressure under their coach, Leon Cameron.
Or even on their coach. Yeah.
Well, he's under the pump.
Right. They're different saying.
There's some bad injuries going around, my Fred.
My Fred.
Yep. Mm. Hence why old Chatty Warner got it.
Mm-hmm.
But again, all Sydney players, Jim.
Again. So, in fact, just as we finish.
Sink eye.
It's normally sink eye.
Nope. Jim, I'm going to leave this to you because what a great win it was by Hideki Mattis. Of course, the New South Wales squad. You got Sean Abbott. You got Nathan Lyon.
Yes.
Also, former Demon Tim Smith kicked 5 goals on the weekend for South Belgrave. That was a great effort. They defeated Melgrave.
So what?
Melgrave?
Yeah.
Where's Melgrave?
Mulgrave.
Yeah. Well done.
Mulgrave.
Thanks, everyone.
That's him.
Perfect press conference.
No questions.
Imagine that.
For poor old Hubert Herkazak. Have a listen to some of the players. The Queensland squad, Kawaja, Joe Burns, Marnus Lubashane. So these are one of the rules, Jim. No, a ban on cheering. Spectators, they're not allowed to sing or chant or scream out support to athletic.
That's weird.
Athletes.
It is.
Ben Johnson got disqualified in the 100. Robert Diplomenico, Anthony Stevens.
Diplomenico.
Hey, you got the AFL Colgate AFLW Grand Final Sprint. Yes. All the girls have been flown over to Adelaide, which will be nice. And you're an athlete. You're an outstanding athlete, Caitlin Ashmore, now, because you've won the Pierre de Coubertin.
Oh, that was back in the day. That was very good, though, Billy.
What is the Pierre de Coubertin? Beetroot.
Oh, I love beetroot.
Yes, and the beautiful burger.
Rabs and I would have loved one.
Look, Jill over there. She's still smiling like a chef old shield cat.
$2.60 for St Kilda. Richmond, I think, hard to beat. $1.50. I'm all over that.
Don't lose three in a row much. What about the elite odds, please? So we just went out there. We had the bare feet on. If you can have bare feet on. And have you seen the two jumpers this week for the Anzac Day clash?
They both look very dark to me.
I'll show you them there.
I saw it.
What do you think?
They look dark to me. One's got to be lighter than that.
And on the back, because I'm looking here on the back.
Look at him. He's looking at a bit of paper on the back.
Well, both jumpers.
You're an idiot. Yeah, look at him. There's actually nothing on the back of the bit of paper he's looking at.
Looking at the back of the jumper.
Yeah, of course you are.
If it's cold here, it's cold there.
No, Bill, it's cold there always.
How far do you reckon the joint is?
It's 100 Ks.
It's 70.
It's heads bobbing with Ballarat as the coldest place in Melbourne.
Kilmore and Ballarat. No. Kilmore and Ballarat are the two coldest places in Victoria. welcoming Buddy to the 1,000th Gold Club.
Yeah, unfortunately, he might miss a month of footy, which is a shame.
1,000 Gold Club.
1,000.
1,000 with a T.
On the end of it. Well, no, I don't. No. It was
chicken and the egg.
Which one? Oh, we finally got the answer to the question about the chicken and the egg. And that chief quite liked it.
Guess what? Who was?
Oh, no.
The chicken.
Guess what? Who was? Is that what he just said?
No.
Guess what? Who was?
Keep going, Jim.
And your boy, Bill, you spoke about him on the Sunday footy show yesterday for the Crows, Riley Philthorpe.
Is it Phil or Till? Which one?
No, it's Philthorpe.
It's Philthorpe.
Righto. It's like you got a lisp.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, the one that you'd find easy to get your tongue around then.
Riley Philthorpe. Well, Shane Harvey, the brother of Boom Boom, all right?
Yes.
Of course, Brent Harvey. Well, he's just kicked his 1,000th goal. In the Northern Footy League, Jim, if you don't mind.
What was that? All right, here we go.
Now, this is a intelligent one, Jim. You've got to think about this.
An intelligent one, Bill. There's an N on the N.
It's an intelligent one, okay? You've got to think about it. You look like a very intelligent lady.
Thank you.
You love your theatre, literature, whatever that is. And great to see Jacob Kaczynski, the NAB Rising Star, kick 5. And he started as a backman. Backman, didn't he, Tom? I'll tell you what I've got here in my little hand.
Go on.
From the AFL Communications Department.
Yes.
Tribunal news.
Oh, no.
Tribunal.
No, have a third go at it.
Tribunal. Do you do anything?
What is wrong with
you? I do all the talking.
No, I don't do any stuffing up. No.
You do nothing.
No.
I
don't do any of the slaughtering of our language, no.
Read your computer and do nothing. I'm the only one on the show. Well,
did you know there's another 2.5 minutes of that?
No, there's not.
To download.
That'd be the start and the finish and some good jokes I've told. But no, can you at any stage just chip in? Just give us something.
So download. How do we do that, please, Bartholomew?
On the listener app. Just get it from any of your app stores.
And listen to at least 2.5 more minutes of that.
Mm.
And that's from the last week.
Joe Biden's still Prime Minister or Premier or President over there, Jim.
Oh, I know. This is what he does. We finish the idiot file and then he immediately starts the next one.
Yeah. He sees something glinting and glistening and he catches his eye. And
no, I've said this many times. Bill is the human whale castle.
It's the aeroplane again.
he just swims around the fishbowl.
Joe, come
and every
on,
time he come back around, you go, wow, there's a castle.
He's got a smart
Wow, there's
up.
A castle.
He's got a every time he comes around. He's got to smarten up, Joe.
There is, in answer to all the people who don't now have to come up to me in the street and ask the question, yes.
Yes.
There is something wrong with Bill.
I think I was dropped. As a baby, I might have been dropped. Jim.
Oh, Bill's joke's up next. Oh, it's going to wrap up a massive week of the Rush Hour. Triple M.
Do something, Bill.
JB and Bill?
Yeah. What do you think of that, Bill?
This is Triple M's Rush Hour. Don't forget, tomorrow you can get our special Friday edition of the podcast on the listener app.
Wow, we're looking forward to that, Jim. Have you got a joke? Because
you haven't?
No, I've got a couple there.
Have you? Are they any good? Because this has been, I think, your worst week of the year with jokes.
The rustling one was good.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
No, you walked out of that one. In fact, I actually think you walked out as you were telling it. You had to have, because there was no punchline.
E.T. yesterday was good, Jim. And today's not much.
All right. Let's go.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Wow. Breaking news, Jim. Man gets hit by rental car, said it hurts.
Oh. So again, just a play on words. It's like, you've got another one. You've got another one. You must have another one.
All right. If you ever get an email about pork or ham or salt, don't open it, Jim. It's spam.
So just two. So that's just double the pain. Yeah. That's it.
That's not bad.
No.
I bet you'll use it somewhere to the kids tonight or something.
They don't even know what spam is.
Yes, they do. They're on their computers a lot.
Oh, my God.
That's it. Have a lovely day.
Right.
I'm heading back to Geelong, chuckling to myself.
That's honestly it.
That'll do today.
Oh, no.
They've had enough.
Just the two people, hurts and spam.
The people have had enough.
That's it. Just there.
The people have had enough.
Woo!
Well done, Bill.
And you wonder why you haven't got a sponsor.
I wonder why. You sure?
What a, yes. What a waste of energy.
That's it. That's it. You are king. You are the king of the divan. Yeah.